What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friends, my name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and I'm all about helping online course creators and coaches make more money in their business while working fewer hours. But most importantly, I'm a father and I'm a husband. With this podcast, you're going to learn exactly how to become what we here call the optimized CEO of your business. And that means you are optimizing your sales and marketing, your time, and your mindset so that you can have more freedom, a bigger impact, and make more money. So grab a coffee, open up your favorite notes app. This is the Art of Online Business podcast. What's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in today. Super appreciate you for coming to hang out. Hope all is going well, whatever you're up to right now. On today's episode, I want to share 21 different ways, different ideas for how you can increase your show-up rate for webinars, mainly live webinars that you might be doing. So there's nothing worse, right? You get a whole bunch of people registered for your webinar, whether it's through ads or organic or maybe a little bit of both. You get a whole bunch of people registered. You're super psyched. Maybe you have a low cost per lead or what have you. And you have all these people registered for your webinar, or maybe webinars. Maybe you're doing multiple ones. And then you show up for your first webinar to deliver that webinar. You got it dialed in. You're really happy about it. You're psyched to sell your online course or your coaching program or your membership or whatever it is. And then hardly anybody shows up. There's nothing worse than doing all this work to get people registered and to get your webinar together and so on. And then very few people show up. It's so frustrating, right? And so especially I've been hearing and seeing from a lot of my accelerator students and others, show up rates tend to be down here in 2021. There's a lot of different reasons for that, right? And so I'm not surprised by that. But I've also seen other students have really high show up rates. And so there's always going to be outliers, right? But today, because we want people to show up, right? Because the more people that we get to show up and get to experience, come to the experience of your webinar live, you get to interact with them. This is also great relationship building. They get to ask you questions. Usually the more likely they are to purchase. Okay. And so today I want to share with you 21 different ways, 21 different ideas that you can use to increase that show up rate. This is a presentation, part of a presentation that I gave to my accelerator coaching members at one of our virtual retreats in 2021. And so it was so well received that I thought it would be really great to share this portion of the presentation to you all here on the show. Okay. And so before I start sharing these 21 different ways and what the average show up rate is, et cetera, I want to invite you, if you are an online course creator, you're an online coach, and you're a bit more advanced in your business, if you're already averaging at least 7 to 8K per month in your business from your online business, and you're looking to scale, but you want to scale, you want to grow your revenue, have a bigger impact, create more freedom without all the hustle, without working more hours, you're very likely feeling overwhelmed. Maybe you're not sure what to be doing, what next steps that you should be doing in your business. You're not really sure where to start in hiring a team, etc. If that is you, then I want to invite you to check out and apply. It's application only for my accelerator coaching program. This is one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and a mastermind with other amazing online entrepreneurs just like you. So to learn more and apply, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right. So average show up rates. If you're between 20 and 30%, usually between 20 and 25%, it's fairly average. It's fairly standard, right? And I see some students, they say, well, I only had like a 22% show up rate. I'm like, well, is that a little bit low? Yeah, but it's also fairly average, fairly standard. If you can get into that 30 to 35% range, you're doing extremely well, okay? Now, I've heard from a lot of different people that show up rates, again, especially here in 2021, their show up rates are lower, 15%, 12%, 17%, something like that. And so I want to give you a whole bunch of ideas that you can use to test out in your sales funnel to improve your show up rate. Okay. And so I'm creating a PDF download for you for this specific episode where I'm going to give you all the 21 different ways that I'm about to take you through right now. Okay. So if you want to download the PDF, just go to rickmulready.com/showup, S-H-O-W-U-P, excuse me, rickmulready.com/showup, one word. Okay. So the first thing that I want to offer you, and some of these are going to sound very obvious, but I see a lot of people not doing them. First idea for you is to make sure that you include testimonials underneath your registration button. Now, this could be preferably it's a testimonial about your webinar, about your training. Now, if you've never done this specific webinar before, maybe you can find a testimonial from one of your current or former students that is at least relevant to your training. Okay. So a very simple thing, and I actually see very few people doing this, it's worked really well for us in the past, is to include a simple testimonial that hopefully is about the training that they are signing up for right below the registration button. Okay. Because that's giving that is giving credence to what you are going to that they are registering for. They're like, oh, they get to see themselves in that person. It validates what they're signing up for. Oh, if you know Susie is loved this training so much, and it sounds like she's just like me. Cool, I'm gonna like it too. I'm definitely gonna show up and register. Okay, so testimonial right underneath the registration button. Okay. Now, when you have your registration page, okay. Now, this is more so registration than show up, but it can also be this can also really affect somebody's mindset as they are registering and can also affect, well, I'm going to show up for this or not. And that is simply the length of your registration page. If you make it too easy to sign up, right? It could affect your show up rate. So for example, let's just use an ads example. If you are doing a lead ad and it's a registration ad, meaning a lead ad is different from a conversions-based ad because a lead ad, all the action takes place within the ad unit itself, right? So you have your standard webinar ad and it says register now or what have you. You click that button and then the fields pop up right within the ad unit and it auto-populates with whatever information that you're asking for, their name, their email address, whatever, right? And so if you make it too easy for them to sign up, it could affect show up rate. Because they're not having to jump through any kind of hoops, if you will, in order to register. Now, I'm not saying make this a four-part process of registering. I'm not saying that at all, right? But if you make the sign up too easy, it could affect the show up rate. Also on a landing page, if you're sending people to a landing page and there's like nothing to it and they're like, oh, okay, I'm just going to register. It sounds good. But, you know, we're looking for quality over quantity, right? Because the higher quality person is more likely to show up. Okay. And then on the flip side, if your registration page is just way too long, it can simply be overwhelming for even the, you know, your ideal person that you want, that this training is for. Okay. So this is about finding the right balance of length in your registration page. And like most things, you know, this is all about testing, right? And so too easy to sign up, you know, really could make it, that could definitely affect your show up rate. And if you make it too long, and that can feel simply overwhelming, and that's really going to affect your registration rate. Okay. So just something there about the registration page. Okay. Now, these are things here that are definitely, all these things I want you to test. But remember, you're not testing 21 different things at the same time. You're going to test one thing at a time. Okay. The third thing that can affect your show up rate is to test different days and times. Again, this sounds so obvious, but most people miss this option, right? And so if you do a webinar at a Monday morning at whatever, 9 a.m.,
you've probably heard the saying, if you want to make money, serve people. If you want to make a lot of money, serve lots of people. But how do you do that when you're already super short on hours in your day? So if you're on my email list already, then you know that I'm speaking at the Platform and Profit Summit. It's 100% free, and it's a 3-day virtual summit to help you better position yourself and your brand to create even more partnership and profits. Plus, in addition to discussing Facebook ads, I'll also be speaking on a panel called Positioning Yourself and Business for More Connections and Collaborations. Like, if you've ever wondered how I'm meeting all of these cool guests that are appearing on this podcast that you're just getting so much knowledge and info from, well, I'll be sharing that during that panel too. And it all starts May 1st. That's this Wednesday in a few days. Because, well, what if you could quit funding all of your events and projects and launches out of pocket and learn how to leverage the power of sponsorships? And I love this because I hate theory. I never did well with theory in school. I just like practical, actionable advice from people who are actually doing it right now, not what worked for them like 5 years ago. So like, what if you could generate consistent cash flow for your business or increase income while also reaching your lifestyle goals? You know, that reason that you started the business in the first place. Like, what if you could build credibility and influence while creating consistent partnerships and profit to grow your business? Me and about 30 other expert trainers, are going to share our strategies to help you create partnerships and profits, plus the mistakes that we've made so you can avoid them. And I can't stress this too much. This is what's working now, not last year, not the year before, but what we all are doing in our businesses now. So you ready to finally have more partnerships and profit in your online business? Use the link below to register for free. The Platform and Profit Virtual Summit. It's a 3-day free, 100% free summit, and it starts this Wednesday, May 1st. Learn how to better position yourself and create an even better partnerships so you can finally create the profits you desire in your business. I can't wait to see you there. Chat soon. All right, back to the episode.
Maybe that's, and you have a low show up rate, maybe that is just not a good day, and maybe that's not a good time. And so then it's about testing different times. What I like to do, if I'm doing a webinar, for example, say for my email list, I'll offer a couple different times over a couple different days. That's doing a couple of different things. Number one, I am making it easier for different time zones, right, in the world. Number two, I'm testing different days, and I'm also testing different times of the day. Okay, when do I get my highest show up rate? When do I get my highest engagement? When do I get my highest sales? I'm looking at all those different things, right? So don't be afraid to test different days and times. And, you know, for those of you in the online marketing space, you've always heard, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday tend to be the best days, right? So yes, however, it all depends on what niche you're in. So for example, I have a lot of teacher entrepreneurs in Accelerator. Well, if they do a webinar, for example, they likely are going to do it either in the evening because their audience is teachers, so they're in school during the day, for example. So they're going to do it in the evening or on the weekends or like a Sunday afternoon or something like that. You have to know your target audience and what you feel is best for them. Okay, so test different days and times. Number four, do video view ads, okay, so that you can build engagement audiences before running your webinar registration ads. Okay, so this is part of the lead up to your webinar. So again, this is kind of, you're warming people up even more so. You're giving them another quote unquote hoop to jump through. But again, that's not a negative thing, right? Because if you show them a video that is content that's relevant to what you're going to be teaching on the webinar, and you build audience of people who are watching those videos, and then based on how long they're watching your video, you show them an ad to register for your webinar, they're more likely going to A, register, and B, show up because they watched your content prior to even registering, okay? And so running video view ads is a great strategy to build those engagement audiences prior to running webinar registration ads, and they're more likely to A, register, and B, show up, okay? Because, if you will, spent more time with you. They had more exposure to you, okay? The next thing is have a video of you on the thank you page where you're sharing. So the registration, so after they register on the thank you page, people are like, all right, awesome, you know, check your inbox for the details or what have you. One simple little thing that can have a big impact on show up rate is when, if you have a very simple video, this just can be a couple minutes long, and don't overcomplicate it. Grab your phone or, you know, use Loom or whatever it is. Have a video of you on the thank you page sharing why people need to attend live. And then you can give them any kind of calls to action that you want. It's like you're giving them a reason for why they need to attend, what they're going to learn, what's in it for them. Make sure to show up live because you're going to get X. Make sure that you book the time in your calendar. You know, click a link below, which I'm going to talk about here in another minute. But a great strategy is to have a calendar link right there on your thank you page so people can add your webinar to their calendar. And you can reference that, the calendar buttons, like, you know, Google Calendar or iCal or whatever, in your video, right? But what the video does is, yes, it's another extension of the experience for people, but it's also getting you in front of them on video. And so if it's just text on your thank you page, that's great, but people will get to develop a further connection with you when they see you on video, right? Just like, you know, if you're on camera, you get to develop a different connection with people, right? So that is another great way to increase your show up rate. Another thing is to ask people, make it optional on the registration page, ask him for their phone number and ask them that, you know, would you like text message reminders? Most people like text message reminders, but make it optional. Don't make it required, okay? Because the more fields that you have on your registration page, the lower your registration rate is going to be. So you can ask them for their phone number and you can say, I want to add, you know, would you like text message reminders? leading up to the training. Again, make it optional. So for people who put their phone number in there, boom, you can message them reminders that are leading up to it. Okay. Speaking of text message reminding, we use an app called Community, and it has worked really well, really well. It is a text messaging app. And, you know, I've heard both things about it's not great for reminding people to show up or what have you, but we've actually used it that way and it worked out really, really well. So that's another strategy for you, is to use an app like Community, where when people register, between when they register and when the webinar is, you can provide them exclusive content, for example, that can be helpful for them leading up to the webinar, okay? When you do this, right, and also with your emails that are leading up to your webinar, which I'll talk about here in a second, give them, how can you give them a quick win, okay? So if you can give somebody a quick win and they're going to go do it prior to the webinar, they're going to get a quick win, you can bet they are going to show up for that webinar. I remember years ago when I had my FB Ad Manager program, and in the lead up email sequence, which I'll talk about more in just a second here, in the lead up email sequence, so meaning like somebody registered and then they got a few emails before the webinar, I showed them how to use Facebook's Pixel Helper to get clients. And it was super simple exercise. I had like a little video showing them in one of the emails. And I had several people reach out to me prior to the webinar and is like, holy cow, I have calls lined up with potential clients because of that one little thing that you shared in your email. I can't wait for the webinar. You can't, you know, those people are going to show up, right, for the webinar. And they're also going to want your program because you've just given them a little win, but yet is super powerful. And so you're generating, you know, you're creating people who are all on board with you and what you create. So that is another strategy for you, okay? The next strategy is so many people are on their mobile devices. Can people watch your webinar on their phone, right? And so can people carry their phone around? They can be out and about. Can they watch your webinar on the phone? So however you are delivering your webinar, whether it's Zoom, YouTube, whatever it might be, Easy Webinar, whatever it is, can people watch it on their phone or on their iPad? If they can't, this can affect show up rate. So you want to do everything that you can to use a platform that allows you to for people to show up, to people to watch on their phone. Okay. The next strategy is to have an exclusive offer for people who attend live. You are advertising, for lack of a better way to say it, you're teasing them. And that's a terrible way to say it too. Like, you're just letting them know, like, hey, when you attend live, you are going to get this, whatever this is. Make sure it's relevant, obviously, to your business and what they're learning, etc. So you're letting them know in the content, in the emails and so forth leading up to the webinar. You can let them know in that video on the thank you page. And then you're going to let them know right off the bat at the very beginning of the webinar, hey, stay tuned because I'm going to let you know exactly how to get X, whatever that is. And make sure that you give it to them. Make sure you deliver it. It's not just like some, oh, you have to buy in order to get that. No. If you said that when you attend live, you will get this, whatever this is, make sure you follow through on that, right? We are being integral in what we're doing. Okay. So that is another strategy for you right there. The next thing, very similar to text messaging, is you can embed a Facebook Messenger button right there on the thank you page of your registration page for reminders, right? And so when people click that messenger button, you can set up an automated response there that it connects you essentially with them, and you can use Messenger to deliver your reminders to people who registered. So it's very similar to text messaging, but it's over Facebook Messenger, right? And so if people have their Facebook Messenger notifications on, like so many people do, all right, cool. When you are reminding them about the webinar coming up, they're going to see it right on their phone. All right. And so speaking of the, actually, we'll talk about that in a second. Okay. So Facebook Messenger is another strategy. The more that you can communicate with them prior to the webinar, the higher the chance they're going to show up live. The next strategy is, as I mentioned before, have an add to calendar option on your thank you page and in your emails. So once they register on that thank you page below the video, have some add to calendar options there. You know, again, Google Calendar, iCal, whatever it might be, have some very simple, you know, it's going to take a couple extra steps in order to set those up, but this can really drastically increase your show up rate, because for the people who are clicking that button to add it to the calendar, now it's on their calendar. Now they're planning for it in their week. Okay. And also you can include links in emails, your lead up emails from after they register before the webinar, to also put it on their calendar. Okay. Now, speaking of registration and your webinar, the time between when people register and when the webinar is can drastically affect the show up rate. Right. So if you're allowing people to register, say like 2 weeks in advance, and somebody registers, you know, 2 weeks out, they're going to forget about your webinar by the time your webinar hits. Right. That's pretty far out, man. Right. And on the flip side, the people in general who are registering closer to the webinar are more likely to show up live, because if I'm registering today for like a webinar tomorrow, I'm looking at it, say, oh, it's at whatever, 2 o'clock tomorrow. I'm going to put on my calendar. Boom, I'll be there. And so that's in general, right? I like to start my ads, at least my webinar registration ads. Now, again, this is different from my testing and all the stuff that I'm starting. I've talked about here on the show before. We have to start that testing way earlier. For the webinar registration ads, I'm starting those between 7 and 9 days prior to the webinar. And I'm hitting my highest spend in those 4 to 5 days right before the webinar. Again, our hypothesis is that people are more likely to show up live the closer that they are registering to the webinar. Okay, so the next strategy is, and I've gone back and forth on this for years, right, is to not offer a replay. And you can let people know on the thank you page or in the emails leading up to the webinar that there's not going to be a replay. And so that lets them know that, hey, they need to attend this training. It adds a little additional layer of urgency for them to show up live, okay? But obviously you have to communicate that to them prior to the webinar so that they see that and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, I need to show up live. The next strat, I don't even know what number we're on right now. There's a lot of them. I'm going to have a PDF for you over on my website. Just go to rickmulready.com/showup, and all of these strategies will be listed out there for you. The next strategy to increase your show up rate is to retarget registrants with ads. Now that we're in the world of iOS privacy update and so on, this is not going to be for everybody. If you have, 30,000 people registered for your webinars over a week's time, that's a different story. I'd absolutely be retargeting those people. If you have, 70 people registered for your webinar, I would not bother with this. Okay. Now, if you got, let's say you've got 1,000 people registered, and you have to remember that whatever number of people that are on your email list that you're uploading into Facebook, you can pretty safely cut that number in half. I mean, because when you upload your email list into Facebook, Facebook is going to match roughly 40 to say 70% of that list. And that becomes the size of your custom audience. And so if you have 1,000 registrants and you upload those 1,000 people into your into Facebook, then it's probably going to be about 500 people. Now, cool, I would do that. But I would also use the reach objective just to reach as many of those 500 people as possible, right? It's not necessarily a call to action. All we want to do is remind them that the webinar is coming up, okay? And so, again, if you have really small numbers, I wouldn't bother with it. If your registrant numbers are larger, then, yeah, absolutely, I would look at retargeting them. And again, I just use the reach objective. It's not a call to action or anything like that. We just want to stay in front of them to remind them that the webinar is coming up, okay? Now, I alluded to this before, and this is super, super important. You should absolutely be doing this. You should have value-based emails leading up to the webinar. So what I mean by that is somebody registers for your webinar. Between when they register and when the webinar is, send them a couple to a few value-based emails leading up to that webinar, right? So if they register 7 days out, you could absolutely send them like 3 emails, 2 emails that are value-based. Again, quick win. You're introducing yourself again, letting them know what's coming up for them. You could teach them a little bit of something. You could establish credibility. You can do a lot of different things in these emails. But the idea is, again, build that relationship with them. Business is relationship, my friends. I shouldn't have to say that, but I see so many other people. So I see so many people just kind of like looking at it as tribe or like the tribe, or this is my audience. No, my friend, these are people. These are actual people. Build relationships with them. Okay. Now here's a little inside tip. If you're using value-based emails leading up to the webinar, don't schedule them in your email CRM. I would schedule them by date, meaning, and don't schedule them, meaning like, all right, immediately send them the confirmation email, and then 1 day later send this, and then 3 days later send this. You don't want to do that, because if somebody registers on a Wednesday and your webinar is on whatever, Friday morning, and it's going to be kind of weird because they might be getting those emails after your webinar. So if somebody registers on a Monday and whatever the date is, and the next scheduled email is to come out the next day, then they would get it, right? But if somebody registers on the Wednesday and the scheduled email was coming out, the value email is coming out on Tuesday, they're just going to skip that one, right? And so just a little tip there. If you're going to be doing value-based emails, which I absolutely recommend that you do, okay? Leading up to your webinar, and this kind of coincides with your value-based emails, what you can do is you can release kind of daily short tips, if you will, that are related to your webinar topic. And then at the end of, you know, that sort of mini course or mini training that you're doing, those short tips, let them know. You're kind of like opening, it's like an open hook, if you will. You're letting them know that you are going to go deeper on this topic here that you've been teaching them over these mini tips or the mini course or whatever it is on the webinar, with the ability to ask questions. So again, you're adding all this value, and then you're letting them know, hey, I've given you this quick win. Let's take it a step further. I'm going to go into X, Y, and Z, and you're going to walk away with this on the live workshop training. All right. So this is like, oh man, I got to attend that. I got great wins here with this mini training series or mini course, whatever it is. I got to attend live. Okay. So another strategy that you can use. Another strategy, use testimonials from previous attendees. So again, hopefully you have some testimonials from people who have previously attended your one of these same webinars that you're doing. So as long as you have permission, of course, then use testimonials from previous attendees in your ads, in your emails, etc. These are great things to use in those retargeting ads that you are retargeting your registrants with, to show them a testimonial from a previous attendee about that, about the training. So testimonials from previous attendees are great things to use in your marketing, both leading up to, you know, both in your registration and then also once people are registered, especially once people are registered, because people are like, oh yeah, I see myself in that person. That person said this about the training. I gotta show up, right? Of course, hopefully it goes without saying, make sure you have people's permission to use their testimonial. The other strategy is, and this is really not so much show up rate, but more so, it can affect your show up rate because it's an experience, right? It's how people are experiencing your business. It's definitely going to affect your registration. Make sure that your registration page load speed is fast. This can, especially when it comes to ads and you're running Facebook and Instagram ads, if you have if your page loads super slow because it's big images or whatever it might be, then people will click on your ad to go to your landing page, but it's going to take so long to load, they're going to abandon it, right? And Facebook's algorithm is going to pick up on that and it's going to penalize your ads, right? So you want to optimize your page load speed to be as fast as possible. Just Google, you know, page load speed. You can use, Google has their own. You can do, Pingdom, P-I-N-G-D-O-M. Just throw in Google page load speed test or something like that, and it'll give you different options there. Then you can just put the URL of your registration page, and it'll give you what the results are. If you're anything like me, you're going to look at the results and be like, I have no idea what any of this means. So hand it over to your web person and let them know, hey, this is a result. These are the results of a page load speed test I did. Can you help me improve this? I literally just did this at the time recording this, earlier today as part of my weekly audits for my accelerator members. Somebody asked me, hey, I want to increase my registration page conversion rate. The first thing I looked at was how quickly it's loading. And it could have been definitely improved. Okay. And so, all right, four more ideas for you here. And of course, I am missing out on, you know, a whole bunch of things that you could do. These are all things that I have, I've used that have worked really, really well. Right. And so, by the way, if you have other ideas that I'm not hitting here, I'd love to hear them. Shoot me an email, rick@rickmulready.com, and let me know, okay? And so, just a recap on the thank you page, because these are some, you know, four ideas here that go a long way that, again, seem kind of obvious, but a lot of people overlook them. So, on the thank you page, congratulate them. Let them know, hey, thank you so much for signing up. This is going to be a great training. And I cannot wait for you to join us live because you're going to learn X, Y, and Z. Okay. And you can do that either in text, even better, like I talked about earlier, in a video. Just a simple video in front of the camera. Like if you don't have a nice camera, just do it. It doesn't matter, right? It's actually the less fancy, the better, because again, it's more relatable for you. So again, video talking about the importance of showing up live, what you have in store for them, why it's important for them to show up live. You know, bonus that, you know, you've got a free bonus for them, for those people who attend live, you know, the opportunity to ask live questions, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. You want to make it sure that they understand the transformation that is possible for those people who attend live and get them really excited about it. Okay. Add the calendar. Again, I've mentioned this is the third time I mentioned it, but super, super important. Very, very easy thing to add to the thank you page. the more, you know, most people like myself, if it's not on the calendar, it's not getting done. So what can we do to make it easy for them to get it on their calendar? Okay. The last thing here is to have a call to action on that thank you page. Again, even better if it's in the video, to check their email. What you can do with this is, yeah, everybody always says, well, check your email because I just sent you all the details. Okay, great, whatever. Most people don't even do that. They'll go look for it maybe later, maybe. But could you offer an incentive for them to open that email? Maybe you have like a special mini training or a special video or a special podcast or a special download or whatever it might be. How could you incentivize them to immediately, now that they've registered, go to their email and open up that email? Now, why is that important? Well, if they go and open up your email, it tells both their email providers, whether it's, you know, Gmail, for example, that you want to read these emails because you just opened up that email. You could let them know, hey, make sure that you put this in your primary tab in Gmail so it doesn't get caught up in the promotions. It also tells your email CRM. So like for me, ConvertKit, for example, it, and I don't know the whole technical back end of it, but if the email CRM sees that the emails that are being sent out by them are actually getting opened, that's a good thing. That's going to increase your deliverability of the email. So what can you do to incentivize people to go over, check that email, and open up that email to read it to get whatever it is that you're incentivizing with? Okay. That's actually like 25 different ways to increase your show up rate on your next webinar. Now, again, the key thing here is not to do all 25 of these ideas if you're not doing them right now. I want you to pick one, maybe two, and start testing them at a time, because split testing, it's all about changing one variable and seeing if that moves the needle. If I start testing six of these things and my show up rate increases, awesome, but I don't really know what actually moved the needle, right? So we want to make sure that we're testing one, maybe two of these ideas and seeing if they work. And if they don't, okay, cool. We're always looking to optimize the things that we're doing and looking at what did we do, what didn't we do, what worked, what didn't work, etc. So hopefully these 21 or 24, 25 ideas are going to help you increase that show up rate on the webinar. I've done all of these things over the years, and they have all helped me in some way to increase show up rate for people who have registered for my webinars over the years. And again, as I shared these same tips with my accelerator members, I heard feedback from them afterwards that they tried some of these things and it absolutely increased their show up rate, which obviously made them happy, and they saw higher revenue as a result. So thank you, as always. Hope you got a ton out of this. Thank you so much for tuning in today to the show. Super appreciate you. Got more great episodes coming your way. So until then, be well, my friend, and I'll talk to you soon.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree, heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.